Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I am not sure if you all have ever been jumped by middle school germs, but they don't play fairly. They don't. Middle school germs are unkind. They will jump on you and you will not even know that you have been jumped. Lindsay and I were talking at the beginning of the broadcast. She was like, you have just been battling this sore throat since when? I said, she's like, September. I was like, yeah, that's when school started. Those middle school germs came home with my kids and they sat in my house and they have been unkind to me and my family. I have had the kids clip their nails, talk to them about good hand washing techniques. I mean, any and everything that I could possibly do. And the middle school germs are absolutely undefeated right now. Absolutely undefeated. And I am, hey, I'm a soldier. We're on this show together. We're hanging out for the next 3 hours and we're going to have an amazing time. And we're going to just tell these middle school germs, have a seat right here until we finish talking with all of our friends and hanging out on the Shaletta Show. And I was telling Lindsay, there's something going on in Cottage Grove. I'm not sure what it is. I dropped off my prescriptions at the pharmacy and said, I'll be back to pick them up. And the power's out at the Walgreens. And it is a nice sunny day. It's 89 degrees. I'm not sure if all of us have our AC on or we're pulling on the system too much, but I tell you, it is, we're doing the most right here in Cottage Grove because we've got some power outages. I was telling Lindsay, I have been disconnected from this program today at least 3 times. Thank God, because I've been praying that it's actually in the commercial break. So you guys had no idea. Lindsay and I were behind the scenes scrambling. Like, where are you? Are you still there, girl? I'm right here. I can't hear you. I can't hear you either. But you know who you want to hear. Honey, let me tell you who you want to hear. You want to hear Gramps Morgan. Gramps Morgan is a 3-time Grammy Award winning singer. He is on his first solo headlining U.S. tour. It's called the No Water in My Whiskey Tour. He is going to be in Minneapolis tomorrow at the Ice House. Now, if you have not seen Gramps Morgan yet, you have got to get over to the Ice House tomorrow. He is, check this out, you'll love this, the king of country reggae. He fuses reggae, soul, and country music into his music. Lindsay, do we have any of his music queued up?
Oh, I can get it.
Okay, let's get that music. And I want everybody to hear what a Gramps Morgan tune sounds like because it is absolutely amazing. Again, he's going to be at the Ice House tomorrow in Minneapolis. Icehouse.turntabletickets.com. That's the Ice House on Nicolet on tomorrow, and it is the no water in my whiskey tool. Let's hear a little bit of it, Lindsay. Okay, now you see why he is a three-time Grammy Award winner, Gramps Morgan, joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Gramps, you are about to bring all of it to Minneapolis, the reggae, the soul, and the country. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much. You started to warm me up. I hear that song with me and India Ari.
Yes, and I am just so proud of you and everything that you have accomplished. Your first solo headlining U.S. tour. You're going to be right here in our town tomorrow. Talk to me about what fans can expect when they come to hear you perform.
Well, first of all, upliftment of the heart, the mind, the soul, and the spirit. There's some good music from our people, for humanity. We're living in serious times now. And that's what this is all about, this country reggae experience, is me showing the influence of country music in the Caribbean, not only from Jamaica, but from all over the Caribbean, how country music was played in the 60s and 70s on a Sunday when we made Sunday dinner. So that energy of home and family and a good husband, a good wife, and, you know, the energy when we used to watch the Cosby Show, you know?
Oh, my God. Of course I know. And here's the thing. You're blending reggae, soul, and country. These are genres that don't oftentimes cross. How are you fusing them together?
Well, it's my upbringing, you know. It's my, like I said, sis, on a Sunday, the soundtrack was gospel music. You know, when it's Sunday, you talk about family and cleaning down the house, getting ready for another week ahead of survival and living. So that's a big part of my childhood. On Sunday, you know, we would listen to Kenny Rogers, and at the same time, I Just Called to Say I Love You by Stevie Wonder and Lionel Richie, Endless Love, me growing up as a child in the 80s. So I'm kind of a hybrid. And then during the week, I would listen to Outstanding by the Gap Band and then Toots and the Maytals. So it was a melting pot of music. And if anybody know that Caribbean people, especially Jamaicans, we are connoisseurs of music, period. So that it's just who I am, and that's what's going to take place tomorrow night at the Ice House, a reflection of my childhood that I think can help a lot of people today, especially these kids.
And, you know, you do have a passion for kids. As part of your tour, you have something called Guitar for Kids. It's a foundation. You're giving away 15 guitars to young, aspiring musicians. Talk to me about Guitar for Kids.
Well, sister, music has changed my life, and it has changed so many people's life. You talk to people like Snoop Dogg, and you talk to people who grew up in the inner city that may or may not have had music in schools. And more, you notice that they're taking music out of the schools, because I don't know why, what reason, but this initiative called Free Guitars for Kids and me have joined up on this tour. We've given away a guitar in Brooklyn, New York already. And it's just kids that may come from broken homes, foster homes, kids that are doing exceptionally well and not being rewarded. So we're taking the power of music and a guitar to show them that music can change your life. And with me handing these guitars in these kids' hands, that's the message I'm bringing to them, that not only you can be an athlete or you want to be a lawyer or a teacher, but music is also an option to change your life, and you can change your mom's life no matter what part of society you come from.
And you are going to be changing lives. You are going to mellow us out. You're going to have us in a good mood so we can start the work week off right. If we get down to the Ice House tomorrow for Gramps Morgan's first solo headlining U.S. tour, No Water in My Whiskey, icehouse.turntabletickets.com. Gramps, thank you so much for being on the show. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much, darling, and I hope to see you tomorrow night.
All right. And you all stick around. We've got more to come.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I tell you, that Gramps Morgan has worked with just about everybody. India Ari, Shaggy, and I cannot wait to see him tomorrow at the Ice House on Nicolette, his first solo headlining U.S. tour, the No Water in My Whiskey tour. Three-time Grammy Award winning singer blending a fusion of reggae, soul, and country music. If you have not gotten your tickets yet, icehouse.turntabletickets.com is where you can go to purchase those. And I don't know about you all, but whenever I'm in a bad mood or I'm feeling some kind of way down and out, music lifts my spirits. And like Gramps was saying, for some reason, we've taken music out of the schools. And we need to put that music back into the schools. We need to make sure that our kids have access to music. And, you know, right now, like when my kids are doing music, we've got to buy the instruments. Well, what about the parents who don't have the money to buy instruments or even rent them? You know, then their kids can't participate. And so I love the fact that Gramps is doing Guitars for Kids, where he's giving away guitars to young, aspiring musicians. That is absolutely amazing. So, you know, not only does he have good music, but he also has a good heart. So if you want to be inspired, if you want to hear some good music and just get away from the craziness that's going on in the world, tomorrow at the Ice House, it's going to be a great time. So get on over there. Okay, so I don't know if you guys have seen it on the news or have heard about it, but people keep asking the question, why are so many Black women losing their jobs? 300,000, 300,000 Black women have left the workforce. This is not like a long survey or study. This is not between 2023 to 2020, whatever. This is between February and April of this year. 300,000 Black women leaving the workforce between February and April in corporate America. What is going on? If something had happened to 300,000 people, somebody would be investigating. In a matter of months, February to April, February, March, April, that's 3 months. 100,000 Black women a month. What happened? What happened in February, March, or April of this year? Do we have to be a rocket scientist to figure it out? Are we going to dance and pussyfoot around it? Or are we going to just call a spade a spade? When Donald Trump became president, corporations, they had pledged to do better, pledged to do more, decided to stop doing. And it became an all-out war on Black women in corporate America. All of a sudden, our degrees weren't enough. Our dedication wasn't enough. Our hair wasn't right. Our tone was off. These are Black women who had been in jobs, some of them federal jobs, for decades, sacrificing time with their family, sacrificing their own livelihoods, giving 110%, were somehow all of a sudden not fit for service. I can't believe that. I cannot believe that. And it's sad how we haven't spoken up. We haven't looked at the data that has been analyzed to say there are more Black women being laid off in federal government than any other group. And there are more Black women working for the federal government than in the private sector. What is going on? Why is there an all-out war on Black women and our livelihood? Does America not want us to eat? Does this country not want us to succeed? Does America not want us to feed our families? I had a Black woman tell me, I got to go back into the corporate world. I don't want to be there. I'm not being treated fairly. I'm not being appreciated. I said, you don't have to. Come on over here. You can work for me. I'll find you a position. We'll create something for you to do. It's horrible right now for Black women in America, corporate or otherwise. The fact that 300,000 of us are no longer in the workplace and nobody is speaking up or saying anything about it. Like, you are watching us disappear from the office and nobody is raising a hand or a finger to say, what happened to Shirley? What happened to Shaletta? What happened to Brenda? What happened to Lakeisha? She was the glue that held this department together. She trained all of us. How is it that she got laid off and we're still here? Who is advocating for Black women? Who is speaking up for us? Who is making sure that we can still feed our families? Does this country want Black women broke and barren? Is that the objective and the goal? I look at my own business and how things were booming last year to this year, a 60% decrease in my earnings. Not that my effort is lower. Not that I'm not out here working as hard. Not that I'm not still producing amazing content and still getting impeccable results for my clients. But we are in a day and age in this country. And if nobody else is going to say it, I guess I'm going to have to. We do not want Black women to prosper. We want Black women crawling. Can we be honest? We really would like Black women to be back on the plantation. That's the way I feel. You really want Black women coming back through the back door, serving, not succeeding. And so we're just doing whatever we got to do in this country to keep Black women down, to limit our opportunities and the possibilities that we have to strive. And those of us who do succeed, we are met with ridicule and criticism, threats. I should not have to hire a security guard to take care of me and keep me protected and safe when I'm at the fair with my children. But because of the threats that I get, it's necessary, absolutely necessary. And why am I being threatened? Because I'm a successful Black woman. Can we break it down to its lowest common denominator? Because I'm a successful Black woman. And this is the thing that I wish America would understand, is that when I do good, I pay more taxes. When I do good, I can hire more people. We can fix the potholes. We can put more streetlights up. We won't have to lose power because we can get a new grid. But somehow, there's a certain group of people in this country who think that when I do good, I'm somehow taking something from them. So they feel threatened. And then they feel like the only way for them to feel better is to threaten me and to wipe 300,000 Black women out of employment in 3 months. Are you kidding me? And nobody is talking about this. Nobody is speaking up. Ain't no town halls about it. It is not front page news. It is not on CNN. This is not data that I made up. Why aren't we talking about this? Why are we allowing this to go down? When you stay silent, your silence means that it's okay. There's some people left back in the workplace that saw 300,000 Black women get moved out of their positions. And what have you said? What have you done? How have you made a difference? 300,000 Black women in 3 months. If that is not an epidemic, I don't know what is. What do you want that number to be? By December, what do you want that number to be? Is that what we are in this country? Is that what we're doing today? We want to bankrupt Black women, keep them behind. This is targeted. This is targeted. There's not another group experiencing this. And you call yourself an ally. You call yourself someone who is sympathetic to the cause and the plight of African-American women. But when these things happen, if you are not speaking up and speaking out and saying something about it, you're not a part of the solution. You are part of the problem. We'll be right back.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It is 2:34. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. So earlier this week, I went shopping at the Hy-Vee, got all my groceries, brought them back to the house. I was putting them up, and I had a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You know, took it out of the cereal container that doesn't keep it fresh because there's no seal on it. Don't know why they haven't made seals yet, but that's a whole nother story for another day. Poured it into the container, put the seal on it, and put the box in the recycle bin in the kitchen. And so when I looked at the recycle box, I thought, what is Michael Roberts doing on the box of my Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Why is he smiling at me? What in the hell is going on that somebody I know? Because, you know, they got the Wheaties box and they put the athletes on the Wheaties box. And I thought, well, maybe they putting realtors on the Cinnamon Toast Crunch boxes. I don't know what's going on. So I picked the box up and it's Justin Jefferson. And in that moment, I realized how much my friend Michael Roberts looks like Justin Jefferson. So I said, you know what? You got to come on my show so we can talk about this. I got to know, do you ever get mistaken for Minnesota Vikings great Justin Jefferson? He agreed, taking time out of a busy Saturday. He's a realtor. So this is his day to do his thing. And he's taking a moment to hang out with us today. Michael Roberts is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Michael Roberts, also known as Justin Jefferson's twin. Oh, my God, brother. I promise to God, I was looking at that box. I was like, why is Michael Roberts on my cereal box? Okay, do you ever get mistaken for Justin Jefferson?
Oh yeah, like I think it's mainly the high cheekbones, the skin complexion, and you know, the smile. Like when people see me smiling, they just assume like, hey, that who is that guy? He looks like, and I'm assuming it's because they're in the helmets too all the time. I was looking at myself, looking at the box. I'm like, oh my God, that looked like me in a helmet.
No, and here's the thing though too. It's not just that. Like, you're physically fit, right? You work out, so you have the body of an athlete. And I don't need you to miss this. Who else got red hair? Y'all both got the red hair.
Yeah, the red hair is a major too. Like, not too many people walk around with red hair. That's a key feature. I get mistaken all the time.
Oh my God. Okay, so you gotta tell me. So if somebody came up to me and said, hey, are you Halle Berry? I would say yes. I'm not saying that you pretend to be Justin Jefferson, but that gotta be kind of like trippy that people come to you and be like, oh my God, you look like Justin Jefferson. Are you Justin Jefferson? Like, how do you respond to that? Because if it was me, I'd be like, yes, I am Halle Berry. It's great to meet you. Would you like my autograph? That's just me.
You know, I it almost tempts me to want to say yes, you know, but then I know they're going to ask me to hit the gritty, and my gritty is not too clean, and they're going to be like, uh-uh.
That ain't him.
So I like to lead with my heart on my sleeve, so and honestly and truthfully. So, you know, that's just the one thing that just, you know, I have to do when it comes to fiduciary duties or interacting with the public. So I like to be truthful on any aspect. So I tend to just tell them no and watch them get a little depressed.
I was going to say, do they get disappointed? Because here's the thing, like, it takes a lot for people to come up to folks if they think that, okay, oh my God, I think that's Justin Jefferson. I'm going to, oh no, don't go. Yeah, I'm going to go because this might be my only opportunity to like say hi to him. I may never get this opportunity again. So they build up all of this, like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And then they get over there and you ain't even him.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes some people don't care too. They'll still take a picture. But at the same time, like, you know, it's not the same. It's not the same.
Oh my God, that's gotta be funny. And here's the thing too though, you know, I know your kids, so I'm looking at some of your boys. You got three sons, right? And it's like, which one of them, like, it's a picture of one of them, he looked just like a little Justin Jefferson. Like, he could be like Justin Jefferson Jr.
Yeah, that's my oldest. He has the braids dripping down the side too. Yeah, everybody mistakes him for Justin Jefferson. He plays for the Wolfpack too, and it's you know, when you see him in those pads and everything, he looks like a little mini Justin Jefferson himself. So,
okay, you got to tell me, what's his gritty like? Because you say your gritty is not on point. Does he know how to do the gritty?
If he could hit the gritty for me after I told people that I was Justin Jefferson, it would pass, because his gritty is on point. Like, I don't
his
think
gritty
anybody hits
is
it down
on
there.
Point.
He might be up there with JJ himself. So.
Uh-oh. Okay, so you're going to have to post the video. We got to see it. But, you know, you are involved in football. Your sons play here in Cottage Grove. But you also coach and mentor, you know, high school athletes. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so I also coach on Eastside St. Paul. For past 5 years, I was coaching football there. And I had to step away because all three of my boys now play football at Cottage Grove. But I also coach wrestling up there, and we're going to be kicking off here in November to November 17th. And it's something beautiful about giving back to the community and getting these kids to develop for the real world, you know, because there's a lot of life lessons in sports other than just winning and losing that are very detrimental to the outcome of a person, a young person's life and future. So I like to take those opportunities to kind of give back to them, because sports saved my life when I was back there at Hardy myself. I graduated 2009. So I'm just trying to give back to my community any way, shape, form I can, and see people. It's beautiful watching them go off to college and then watching them come back and talk about the families they had and the things they've been through and grown through. And every time they heard my voice in their head, at some pinnacle moment in life, it's like, it's beautiful. So I get more than what I give. So
now you got to tell me, how do you have time to do that? Because you got, you're a realtor, you're out selling homes, buying homes, you've got three sons, your beautiful wife. And then here you are mentoring other people's sons. You know, and you know me, I'm asking how you got the time, but I ain't even ashamed. I'm like, can you mentor my boy? Can you talk to him? And not that these kids don't have fathers, but just to have an outlet, somebody that they could talk to who is solid, who is trustworthy, who is going to give it to them straight, but also love them, like a father figure. It's just a blessing the way you are able to do this in community.
Yeah. I just give it up to God, you know. Grace and gratitude I wake up with every day on my plate, and knowing that the things I've been through, I went through for a reason to be able to give to others. So it's my blessing to do the things I do every day. And I wake up every day just grateful for the next day.
Okay. A lot of people, especially those of us who know you, are grateful to have you as our realtor. I've got a couple of text messages, folks like, oh my God, a realtor. I'm just trying to sell my house. So how can people find you? Because now he is not Justin Jefferson. He is a realtor. He's not going to be hidden and greedy when he come to help you sell your house. Okay. But how can people find you, Michael? Because I want to make sure that they're able to get in touch with you.
Well, you can find me on any social sites at Michael Roberts, your realtor. And all over YouTube at Roberts Properties LLC, where my channel is running live. Anywhere online, I'm there. You just type in Michael Roberts, your realtor, and you'll find me.
Well, I can't wait to work with you again. You were a speaker at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol last year, blew the roof off the rotunda, inspired so many business owners to keep going. And it is just a pleasure to know and work with you out in community, and just a trusted voice. And now a Justin Jefferson lookalike. How about that?
I'll take it. I might not have all the chains and all, but I'll take it.
Okay, we're going to have to get you to get your son to teach you how to do the gritty so that, you know, if and when it happens and somebody says, are you Justin Jefferson? Don't say nothing. You just start doing the gritty and watch them lose their mind. Hit the gritty. Don't say nothing. Don't say, yes, I am him. No, I'm not him. Just hit the gritty and watch him lose it. Just watch him lose it. Oh, my God. Okay, I know you got to go. You're selling houses and buying houses. This is Saturday, so it's your busy day. But thank you so much for hanging with me.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right. And you all stick around. There's more to come. All right, Steve. I don't know what your country, soul, reggae, fusion, music diet looks like. But are you going to the Ice House with me tomorrow? Because I'm going to hear Gramps perform. He's like this. I just found out about it. It's like 3-time Grammy Award winner. He's worked with NDIRE and Shaggy and all these other people. And I'm like, how have I never heard of this guy before? So I'm going over to the Ice House because I need some music in my life. Like, music really does like do something. It lifts us up. It keeps us, you know, it gives us a certain spirit. It helps, you know, calm us. And I'm like, you know what, with all the mess we got going on right now, I need a little bit more music. I need a little bit more music to bring some sunshine in my life.
Yeah. I need to paint the shed while it's still warm out. That's my plan tomorrow.
Okay.
It'll probably involve music. I'll have music on while I'm painting the shed.
Okay, so what's your go-to music when you're doing your housework?
You know, it really depends. You know, it really runs the gamut. You know, I like, you know, old school rock and roll. Mm-hmm. I like, but then again, you know, I like Beyonce as well. So I'm going to play
Steve.
With... You know,
Steve.
Yeah. I mean, it really runs the gamut. Yeah.
Steve, if I come by your house and you outside painting the shed and I hear that new Taylor Swift album playing, I'm going to call Ice on you. I'm going to tell him you came here from Poland and your papers are not right. Come get him. Come and get him. Come and get him.
With all due respect to Taylor Swift, not my cup of tea, but she is wildly popular. But I do not have any Taylor Swift.
You do not have Taylor Swift. Okay, because you know she just came out with that album, The Life of a Showgirl, and everybody is losing their minds. And so that's the new Halloween costume. I had to talk my daughter off of a ledge. I'm like, honey, you don't get to dress up in a showgirl costume at 12 years old. Maybe when you're 32 or 22, but not at 12. Right. I don't care what Taylor Swift's mama let her do, but I know what my daughter is not going to do. And there's no showgirl situation going on in my house. Mm-mm. No.
Yeah. You know, it's funny about musical taste and how they're formed. Maybe the biggest influence on me was my uncle, and he was my mom's youngest brother, so we're much closer in age
than,
say, for instance, to my, you know, he's closer to me in age than he is to my mom, and he had a huge influence. And then when I was real young, he was getting me music, and the first record he got me for, and really the first few records were stuff like Little Richard. And that's kind of where I started in music. So old school rock and roll in that vein, and then just kind of fast forward through the years. He was always one of those that said, hey, you got to check this out. And even when I was a little kid. So he was always expanding my horizons musically. So for a little kid growing up on Maryland Avenue in St. Paul, you know, that first listen to Little Richard, I remember that.
Okay, so I told you I took Andrew to a NASCAR race. You know, my son likes to speed, got a couple of speeding tickets, and my dad, you know, and I was like, oh my God, boy, our insurance is gonna go through the roof. Are you kidding me? Another speeding ticket? Let's not do that anymore, right? So we took the car. You know, you got to catch an Uber, you got to do your skateboard, you get on your bicycle, but you're not getting that car until you get the speed under control. And so my dad was like, he's speeding, it's like he drives for NASCAR or something. And Steve, that like stuck in my spirit, and I'm like, NASCAR, maybe that's his calling. So I did some research, found an amazing black NASCAR driver, and his name was LeVar Scott. And I said, hey, can my son come and shadow you? Can he come and say hi? And he's like, sure, bring him on down, and I'll be in Kansas City. And so last weekend, we all hopped in the nine-seater, and we went to Kansas City, and Andrew met this guy. He was so kind and so gracious, and his mom was there, and we met her. And, you know, so I was like, maybe he can see the end of the thing. You know, a lot of times we have these goals when we're 18, 19 years old, and we say, okay, we want to go to college, we want to do this, but a lot of times we don't see the end of the thing. Like, what does it physically actually look like? And so for him to see a young African-American NASCAR driver who looks like him, who's got the dreads and who's really cool and is driving really fast, my hope as a parent is that he can see a career in what he loves, which is driving fast and cars.
Well, and it is a huge business, and they put on a great show. If anybody hasn't been to a big time motorsports event, I've always been impressed how great the people were. We went to a show down in Phoenix and saw NASCAR a number of years ago with a CCO radio group. It was a good neighbor tour, and we had a fantastic time. The weather was great. These guys are absolutely insane to drive that fast, but. Yeah, it was really a good time. The people there were great. It was a lot of fun.
And speaking of the WCCO radio family, I just want to let you know what had happened this week. So I was coming downtown. I didn't tell anybody. You know, sometimes I like to sneak up on them. So I was coming downtown to go to a meeting, a lunch meeting, and I passed by the WCCO radio building. And guess what they were doing? They were taking group pictures without us. Steve Simpson, Laura, Mark Fry, Ari Bergeron, Taylor, like they was all Al Shock, Steve Simpson. They was all out in front of the, big marquee, and the new guy that does all the social media stuff, he was taking a picture. I said, "Well, I be damned, y'all out here taking a picture without me." So I crashed the picture, of course, you know how I do. And so I crashed the picture, and then I said, "I'm going to tell the boss." So Steve, I walked into the building, went up to the second floor, was walking down the hallway to go tell Brad Lane that I caught the whole newsroom taking pictures without me. And I'm passing down the hallway. Steve, they got big old giant picture of Laura. They got, I mean, Jordana, Henry, Jason, Chad, like all the Adam, all the hosts is up there, the big giant pictures of them. And guess who ain't on the wall, Steve? We not on the, me and you, we
No.
not.
Well, I
We're not on
wasn't
the
at the
wall.
fair. You and Blois were at least at the fair. I wasn't even at the fair. But here's the thing, and I've told you this before. I get paid exactly the same, whether my picture's up or not.
See, you different than me. No, Steve, not acceptable. Not acceptable. So this is what I did, Steve, is I went ahead and I went to MPix. I went to mpix.com and I printed out a 3 foot by 7 foot photo of me. And so it just got delivered today. So when we get off the phone, I'm going to go over to Michael's and I'm going to find a frame. And then tomorrow I'm going to have my husband, Sean. I call him my husband because he used to be my husband. He was my husband, so he's my husband.
Hello.
I'm going to have my husband go with me to WCCO Radio and hang my picture on the wall so that Monday when they come in, they'll see the
It's
photo.
there.
It's there. It's
Yeah.
there. Yeah. That's what I think that's what I'm going to do, Steve. I think I'm going to go ahead and do that. And then that way it's up, as soon as they come into the building. But I'm just tired of them not including me, Steve. I really am. I'm really sick of it.
Yeah. And I just kind of go back to I get paid exactly the
See,
same,
no,
either
Steve, bad attitude. That's the wrong, Steve. Steve, that is the wrong attitude. That's totally the wrong attitude, Steve. Totally the wrong attitude. Now, I don't know how much time we got left. Who you got coming up on your show?
We got Doug around the corner. We'll talk computers and tech, and then college football final. We have a full show today. All the scores, game reports coming up.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, you got to tell me what you got coming up this week because you always got something cool and fun.
Oh, I'm going to be calling a Zoom meet on cable TV on Tuesday and over at Anoka. It'll always be fun. I got football next week, the annual Pumpkin Bowl, Rodgers at Anoka on cable TV. Fill in for Henry on Monday night from 6 to 9 p.m. So, yeah, busy week.
Oh my gosh, you got a lot going on. So,
Yeah.
I will be over here. I've been jumped by middle school germs. Middle school germs have
Oh,
attacked me. They didn't give
no.
me a warning. They're bullies. The middle school germs are
Oh.
absolutely bullies. Did the walk-in clinic this morning, Steve. Waited in the lobby for almost 2 hours. Got a couple of prescriptions and some hot tea, so made it through my show. And then I am going to, just keep nursing this voice so that, because I've got two speaking engagements coming up on Saturday that I got to make sure I'm 100% for. So keep your girl in prayer. Keep me in prayer so I can make sure to get to where I need to get so I can do what I need to do. It's been so much fun hanging out with you all this Saturday. Thank you so much for putting up with this old scratchy voice. Do not go anywhere. You've got to listen to my friend Steve Thompson. He is up next. We'll see you next Saturday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.